Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Wacky Jack Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about finding percussion caps. And if you don't know what a percussion cap is, it's basically a little cap that goes on more of a muzzleloader, musket, really whatever. More in the black powder range. Really whatever involves a lot of black powder. But anyways, I'm telling the story kind of following up from, you know, like the muzzle loading pistol and then the equipment. It just kind of follow up for that. And I'm just going to be talking about kind of what we had to go through to get the right size, because there are different sizes for different things. But anyways, that's what we are going to be talking about today. And by the time I'm recording this, it is now December. So Christmas is coming up. So anyways, I just kind of wanted to say happy or merry early Christmas. I was about to say happy Christmas, but anyways, before I get into the main story, I'm going to go ahead and let my sponsors go through just for about a minute. Okay, now that we are back from the sponsors, as you probably heard in the intro, today we are going to be talking about me just trying to find the percussion caps. So without any further ado, I want to go ahead and get right into the episode. So the first thing I want to talk about when it comes to finding percussion caps is, as I said, finding the right size. Now, there's different sizes to it, and as I said kind of in the intro, depending on the nipple size of the gun, really. So that way it doesn't fit too loose yet not too tight. Basically, first of all, me and my dad went over to a Cabela's around in Ohio, and we just kind of looked for percussion caps for a while. We couldn't find them, and then we asked someone. They found them for us, but that took a lot. That was maybe 2 weeks after we actually got the gun, because we were looking for the supplies to get even started with it. But basically, we were just trying to find the right size. So we went with number 10, which is a very tiny cap because it's a pistol. It's a pretty small nipple for the gun, basically. So you needed a small cap. What we did not realize is that, you know, on how far off a 10 and 11 cap is. Because they did have some 11 caps, yet they did not have too many 10, or, no, they did not have too many 10 caps. They did, however, have a huge supply of 10 caps and not so much 11 caps. So, anyways, we tried with the 10s, and it turned out it didn't work. So, basically, we had to go back a little while later to get the 11s. And the thing with that is what I kind of talked about for the muzzle-loading pistol when I did that podcast, is that it wouldn't fire on the first shot. It fired on the second shot. And what I mean by that is when we would cock back the hammer and fire it, the hammer should hit directly on the cap, sending a spark down, igniting the gunpowder, and basically making an explosion and forcing the bullet out. Instead, you had to do that twice. We have it figured out now. It was actually the hammer's fault because it was off to the right a little bit. So we just kind of pushed it over to the left a little bit. And now it works fine. First shot. But anyways, that's basically what I wanted to talk about. Just a quick podcast. And also, it is now officially December, which means we get to listen to crappy Christmas music all throughout December. But anyways, thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope you have a great rest of your day and night whenever you're listening, and I will see you on the next one. God bless.